Outside of combat, Al-Qadim is pretty simplistic. You walk around cities and talk to strangers until one or more of them finally gives you some sort of mission. The world contains several different cities and dungeons, and there's a bazillion places to explore. The smooth-scrolling graphics are pleasing to the eye, and the Arabian soundtrack does fit the game. All in all, though, Al-Qadim didn't live up to my expectations. There weren't enough unique things about it to get me excited. It's not a bad game, it's just more of the same.
Well, I liked it a lot more than you did. Al-Qadim doesn't really do anything new, but it takes some good elements from other games and puts them to good use. I don't want to sound like a simpleton.
You do, though.
Hey, shut up. But I like the simple interface and the arcade-like combat. Al-Qadim has an interesting story, eye-catching graphics, decent sound. It doesn't get bogged down with the typical adventure game trappings. Sure, it's not the latest high-tech first-person viewpoint texture mapping Goro Shaded Nightmare, but it's a good, solid, and fun adventure game.